listening to the Business Building Rockstar Sessions with your host, Nicole Holland. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Business Building Rockstar Sessions. Today's episode is a clip from an upcoming Business Building Rockstar Summit 2016 session. I hope to whet your appetite with this and that you'll want to come hang out with us for the live event November 1st to 10th, where I'm bringing together business building rock stars from all over the world to teach about some of their favorite business building strategies and how you can apply them to your own business right away. Let's listen in to today's episode now. Hey there, welcome to the second annual Business Building Rockstar Summit. I'm your host, Nicole Holland, and I'm so thrilled to have you joining us for this incredible value-packed 10-day online event where I've brought together top industry leaders who I personally respect and admire to share about some of their favorite business building strategies in order to help you build your business like a rock star. April Beverly, the million-dollar word stylist and founder of BAAB Writing and Marketing Services, crafts copy that has generated millions in revenue for solo entrepreneurs and some of the top brands in the United States. Known for her educated, tell-it-like-it-is writing style that I so love, she recently hit the Amazon top 5 bestsellers list in 3 categories just 24 hours after releasing her first book, Shots Fired, How to Write Copy That Pierces Hearts and Opens Wallets. In addition to being a sentence slinger, April is a loving wife and mother, and I'm so thrilled that she's decided to join us here for the Business Building Rockstar Summit to teach about email marketing and why we need to think about our copy, as it's called, in writing to our potential clients and customers. So April, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For sure. All right. So tell me, why should we care about emailing when people say emailing is dead or, you know, all you need to do is be on social media? Or why should we care about the written word?
We should care. Well, email marketing is very important because that's the only thing we really own. Like, seriously, you can have a Facebook group with thousands upon thousands of members, and at any moment, Mark Zuckerberg and his team can be like, that's closed, and you have nothing. So your list is literally the only thing that you actually really, really own. So it's very, very important. Now, the second part of your question, why is your words important in email? Because you can literally build a thorough, deep relationship with your buyers and your prospects simply through communicating by email. Like, I do it, my clients do it. It's an awesome way to build a relationship.
Okay, great. So what are some of the key things we need to think about when we are starting out with email, or maybe we've got this list going and we know that we should be communicating by email, but we're not really sure how to approach it? Like, what are those first few things that we need to consider or be aware of?
Okay, the first few things you should definitely consider is, first and foremost, consistency. Consistency is so very important. And so what will happen is you'll see people who start off consistent and maybe they may like kind of phase out here and there. But when you're first starting your email list, consistency will literally either skyrocket you to the top or literally kill your relationship with these folks, because it's their way of getting to know you. So they're trying to figure out, like, okay, who is this person? Are they really an expert? Can I trust them to do what they say they're going to do? So consistency is critical. The second thing that you want to do is communicate in a relatable voice. So many of us believe, and so many of us have come from the corporate world, right? So we tend to think business, professional. So when we send these emails out, like, because folks have been telling us, you got to teach, you got to give valuable content, yada, yada, yada. So what you end up doing is you're like, so don't do this, don't do that. Then no one can actually relate to you via email. It's like you don't feel human to them. And when you don't feel human, they can't engage with you. They can't connect with you. They can't understand where you're coming from. So those are like two top things: consistency, relatability. And the third thing I'm going to say is actually have something to say. Now, what happens is via email, it doesn't have to be all about business. Like, I like to tell stories, and my stories could be about my dog. about my son, about what I did that day, but it all comes back to either a teachable lesson or an action that I want my email subscribers to take.
Fabulous. And so let's talk about that action. So you are a master, because I've been on your list for a long time, and you're such a master at really telling those stories, and they don't come off often as, you know, a sales pitch. Now, sometimes you do launch something and you are very clear that this is a sales letter, and but you still keep it fun. It still sounds like you. And so when you tell those stories, oftentimes that aren't pitch stories, you're still giving a call to action. Can you talk about, number one, for people who are like, what's a call to action, and mm-hmm. how you can weave that in and really make it work for you so people are whipping out their wallets and, or you say, smack the buy button when they have read your story, they've engaged with that email that's not a sales pitch, but you're asking them to do something. What inspires them?
Okay. So the thing about having an email list is you need to condition your subscribers from day one that this is going to be a transactional relationship. Now, when I say that, I don't mean smack them over the head with the sales pitch immediately. That's not what I'm saying. A transactional relationship is a give and take. So as you're giving great, valuable content in your emails, give them something to do so you are conditioning them that this is how this relationship is going to work. And so what is the something to do? That is the call to action. And so the call to action doesn't always have to lead to a sales page. Make the call to action go to a really great blog post you just wrote. Make the call to action go to a really awesome podcast you just did. Have the call to action link to somewhere else. It doesn't necessarily have to be a sales page, but you are conditioning your people to click. So when you finally have something to sell, they're eager to click to see what's on the other side of it.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So can you give us some examples of some of the calls to action that you use? Maybe like even just like the copy, because do you have a standard template, or is it just kind of whatever you're feeling at the time, or how do you plan for that?
So how do I plan for my emails is, yes, I actually do plan those out in advance. I may not always have the email plan in advance, but I have a goal for like, okay, what am I promoting now? What do I want to share with people? What am I going to take them to this week? Because pretty much all of my emails have something to click to inside of them. So when you are doing email marketing, the very first thing you want to do is figure out what your goal is for that specific email. So whether you're planning out your promotions for the week, for the month, you need to have a goal for each and every email. What do you want your subscribers to do in this specific email? What do you want to accomplish with this email? So that's first and foremost. A second piece of that is the answer to the template question. So I don't have a template for the emails per se, but the call to action. So I always like to make sure what I say in the story or whatever I'm leading up to the call to action matches. So I may say something as simple as stretch forth your fingers and click the link below to get XYZ, or go here. Like, I try to keep the click part really simple, short, and sweet, so they don't have to think about it too much, because the story is like the meat of the email. So by the time they get to that click, I could say boo and they literally click simply because the story was so compelling leading up to that point.
And do you use certain language over and over? Like, you just said something about fingers. Like, do you have sort of keywords that you drop in to help inspire people and compel them to click?
So one of my favorite phrases is stretch forth your fingers. I don't know why that's one of my favorite phrases, but I will like usually use that lingo around the click. So to say stretch forth your fingers and go here if you want, yada, yada, yada. So I try to make sure that the phrase closest to the link has them like mentally puts them in the mindset of doing something, and it tells them the benefit of what's going to be on the other side of the click. That's important.
So we talked about the consistency being important. What about the frequency? Does it matter?
So I like to consistently mail at least once a week. And so I've had peaks and valleys of where I maybe go a few months without, not a few months, a few weeks without mailing. But I like to mail once a week. There are folks who I know who mail multiple times a week. They may mail every day. You kind of have to figure out what works for you and your people. And then you also have to remember that people are inundated with free content now. So whereas every day or multiple times a week used to work for, you know, other folks, it just becomes too much. And so you have to kind of strike that right chord with your own email subscribers. But I will say that when I have something to promote, when I'm actually selling something, those emails do go out every day. Now, they're not every day over the stretch of 2-3 weeks. They're every day over the stretch of like 5 to 8 days. And then I kind of let people know like, okay, this is the last email. You don't have to worry about getting another email from me today or about this topic. This is it. So I kind of let my subscribers know like, okay, we've done the promotion. It's over. We're going back to our every weekly thing.
Okay, cool. And let's talk about open rates, because I think a lot of people get, especially at the beginning, get really disappointed because they're like sending out, maybe they have a list of 100 people and they're sending out to 100 people and they get really bummed out that 100 people don't actually read their email. So can we talk real talk about what is normal for most people and some tips and tricks to set yourself up for success to beat the average?
Okay. So normal for the average info marketer is about 25%. That's not really that, you know, that's not really like unachievable. So 25% is average. And then you have to think about, again, what time are you emailing? What type of people do you have on your list? When do they normally check their emails? All these things are going to factor into your open rate. And then the biggest thing to boost your open rate is hitting the right chord with those subject lines. Subject lines are so important. And so the thing about subject lines is you need to make sure it helps your email stand out from the crowd.
All right, so that was just a short clip from our session during Business Building Rockstar Summit 2016. If you got value from that clip, I hope you'll head on over to bbrsummit.com to sign up for free for your pass to hear the entire session as well as all of the other general sessions to help you build your business like a rockstar. We've got amazing, amazing rockstar speakers, and I know that you're going to get so much value out of it. So again, bbrsummit.com. Head on over, grab your free ticket. Until tomorrow.
You've really blown my mind. You've really blown the lid off of all of my expectations. I knew that anything you would do would have high integrity and lots of great, amazing content. If I know anything about what you bring to the table, I know that this year is going to floor everyone, and I can't wait.
The Business Building Rockstar Summit really became a part of my everyday business, became such an addiction. It was something that I'm using right now and something that I'm seeing results from immediately. I am so excited for BBRS 2016. This year is going to be even bigger, even better, and I know that it's going to make my business explode. I had a whole year to stew about everything that I learned last year, and now I need to learn new tricks, and Nicole's going to give them to me.
I have to say that from the summit, it has given me a level of confidence and that push that I needed to really get started. I was hoping that I would get some strategies to help me to decide which route to take, and I certainly did get that and a lot more. I don't know how you can do any better in 2016, to be perfectly honest. I thought that was fantastic. I've never seen that before in any of the summits that I've invested in the past. This really has been a fantastic experience.
What I was most looking for was something that would kick my business in the butt. I really needed some concrete details. And so, yes, the summit did deliver that, absolutely. There's a lot of things that I got that I wouldn't have done or gotten around to anytime soon if I hadn't participated in the summit.
BBRS 2016 is one of the best, if not the best place to be in 2016 when you're about building businesses online.